Fat Chance by Jenny McDade. Episode 1. Weigh in with Wendy.
Come in if you're pretty. That rules you out, by the way, Mummy.
Graham, you're not locked in your room pretending you're a Blue Peter presenter again, are you?
No.
Graham.
Okay, yes.
Oh, Graham.
Oh, Mummy.
You are 29 years old.
I know.
And you work as a pick and mix replenisher at Woolies.
Exactly. But we all have our dreams, don't we, Mummy? And being a Blue Peter presenter is mine. Meanwhile, I'm practising my presenting technique, as you can see.
And two cuddly toys.
Who I'm pretending are dead ringers for good old Bonnie and Mabel. I also have a frisbee that stands in for the boring old Blue Peter tortoise, but it's hibernating today.
But you spend every minute of your spare time in here, Graham.
Just making sure I'm ready when my big show business break comes, aren't I, Mummy?
You don't get out enough, Graham. Mummy worries about you.
So, now that she's out of the way at last, let me introduce myself formally to you, my imaginary Blue Peter viewers. You probably already know me by sight as the ever-helpful Pixie from the Pick-a-Mix counter, of course. But my name, actually, is Graham Pitscotty. And to be perfectly honest, I'm a bit of a fatso. Which means, of course, that I have a problem in that there have not, to my knowledge, ever been any fat Blue Peter presenters before. One morning, I says to Mummy, whom I call Sue Moore, oh, I call her that because her name is Sue, and size-wise, she resembles those little Japanese chappies in nappies. I says to her, Mummy, I'm becoming just like you. Look, fat. And I can't be fat if I'm going to be a Blue Peter presenter. She said to me, you're absolutely right there, Graham. We both ought to lose weight. So, as luck would have it, it's that time of year, is it not? When all those little leaflets advertising slimming clubs come slithering temptingly through the letterbox. Anyway, the upshot is that my mummy comes across one that takes her fancy. At last.
Fed up with being fat and overweight?
It read.
Then why not weigh in with Wendy? Introductory class, 7:30 Friday.
Below the writing was a fuzzy photo, presumably of the Wendy person, wearing an unflattering bikini, taken by my husband Clive, was scrawled underneath it, on our last holiday in Corfu. Only trouble was, Wendy hadn't plucked up the courage so far to tell hubby Clive about her new venture.
And one. And two, and three, and four, and five, six, and seven.
Honey, me, dear.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting you back this early, Clive.
So I see. Clearly. Wendy Wobblikins. Why are you wearing a leotard and waving your legs about, eh, dear? Now, I'm not a complaining man, as you know. But when a bloke comes home from work after a hard day toiling in the world of toilet tissue and finds no dinner on the table and his wife spread-eagled on the rug in front of his mock coal feature fireplace, I think he's entitled to ask, don't you, Wendy? Just what is going on here?
It's just a sort of fitness exercise, Clive.
A fitness exercise, right. I see. Bit late for the body beautiful at your age, ever thought, dear? So, is that all there is to it? Or is there, as I suspect, a bit more?
Yes. I've had this printed, Clive.
I see. Some leaflet with our address and phone number on it.
Just read it.
Is this you? Low self-esteem? Fave garment a baggy T-shirt? Are you one of the 1 in 4 people in Britain today who is overweight? Then creep out of those porky shadows this Friday and weigh in with Wendy?
Yes.
This some sort of joke, is it, dear?
No, it's a class that I'm starting, Clive.
A what? Wendy, you have been at home doing Sweet Fanny Adams, as far as I can see, dear, for years. So what possible class is likely to want you, eh?
All I'm trying to do, if you like, is trying to find out who I am. After all the years at home that I've spent, I don't know who I am anymore, Clive.
Well, I'll tell you who you are, shall I, dear? You are Wendy Bottomley, my wife. And your sole mission and purpose in life is to look after me. I made an honest woman of you at a nice church in Penge. And since then, we have, I thought up until now, led a fulfilling and satisfactory life together. But no! Now I come home to find I'm apparently living with some sort of suburban Jane Fonda! So, is that it, or is there more?
What I've been doing is, I've been studying all about nutrition and fitness for ages, Clive. And I've developed my own holistic and, in a way, revolutionary approach to weight loss.
And I am telling you firmly, Wendy, that I don't care if you have had leaflets printed. I am not having any wife of mine roaming the streets of a Friday night time. Conversation at an end.
But the fateful Friday night duly dawned, if nights can dawn. Well, you know what I mean, like. And as Clive arrived home once more, naturally he was wondering...
Only me, dear.
Would Wendy be there?
What's this? Dear Clive, as you have never mastered the microwave, your dinner tonight is sandwiches. Bon appetit. I'll give you bon bloody appetit, woman. Oh, look at all these flashing lights on the answer phone. Something else you've not got round to dealing with. Too busy prancing around in your leotard to do much these days round the house.
Hello, Mrs. Bottomley. I'm sorry, I haven't done this sort of thing before. Could you enlighten me as to what one wears to in slimming evening?
What?
Leggings, leg warmers, pedal pushers? Oh, sorry, I forgot to give you my name. It's Tattersall Tina Mrs.
Is that the number for someone called Bottomley? Only I'm a bit hard of hearing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, I'm 86 years old.
Oh, good grief.
And my question is, am I too old to enroll in your thing tonight? Is what I want to know.
Yes, you are. Push off!
I hope you don't mind if I bring my son Graham along too. Only I find my eyesight's dicky at night these days for driving.
Did I mention I'm 86 years old, Mrs. Bottomley?
Yes, you old nuisance, you did!
And the name is Enright. That's spelt...
Only one more, thank goodness. For goodness sake, look at the trouble you've caused now, Wendy Bottomley. We've got a plague of mad women bombarding our phone. Hello.
Neighbourhood Watch here, Mr. Bottomley. Your neighbour opposite, actually. As you drove in just now, just to let you know, there was a woman clutching bathroom scales hiding behind your rather large azalea bush. Anyway, right, the big thing beside your front door. I believe it to have been Mrs. Bottomley, Mr. Bottomley.
What?
Just wondering if everything is all right, Shay Bottomley.
What?
Yes, sir. Can I be of help?
I'm looking for my wife.
Ah, that could be tricky.
Why?
Start of a new term of night classes, isn't it? Place is crawling with wives. Name's Lee Dubs, by the way. Class enroller, that's me.
I'm looking for a Wendy Bottomley.
Right.
Who is apparently running some sort of class for people classified as weight challenged.
You mean the fatty lot? No one's turned up for that yet.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Why?
Look, if anybody does turn up, just tell them it's... cancelled, okay?
And why would I want to do that?
Because it just is, okay? Matey?
I'm afraid I can't cancel it, sir. Only Mrs. Bottomley, who booked the room, can do that.
What?
Of course, if no one turns up, then you've no problem, Squire, because it will be cancelled. Automatically.
Will it? Wonderful!
Oh. Meanwhile, have you ever considered doing a class in stress management at all? Sir?
Bit surprised turning into the assembly room car park that night. To nearly collide with a car with a huge plastic toilet roll on its roof rack. More rotten luck, imagine reviewers, as we step inside. I spot a familiar face at the enrolment desk. Someone I was at school with. Lee Dubbs.
Well, if it isn't Mummy's boy Graham.
It would be, of course, absolutely no problem to bump into Lee if one were there to enrol in something macho like bodybuilding or car maintenance. But admitting you're looking for the whereabouts of a slimming class, oh, not even I could do that.
So what class are you up for then, Graham?
not really sure yet, Lee.
I debate whether to dump Mummy and make a swift exit, only to find a woman covered in what appears to be bits of azalea barring my way.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I'm late, I know. I'm looking for Wendy Bottomley's class.
I'm afraid she ain't here yet. You'll just have to wait with the rest of the blobs.
No, you don't understand. I am Wendy Bottomley, the teacher.
Oh, right. Sorry for any misunderstanding there.
Oh, that's okay.
By the way, you've just missed your husband.
He's not still here, is he?
Well, I don't think so.
I didn't see any sign of a car in the car park with a big plastic toilet roll on it.
Aha, I says to myself. At least now I know who it was has just cut me up. Then we posse of puddiny people forms ourselves into a little line. Mummy says to one woman,
I'm hoping there'll be lots of nice girls for my Graham to make friends with.
Then we follow our future saviour, Fat Buster, and hopefully mentor Wendy Bottomley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for the Weighing with Wendy room.
That's right, this is it. We're in here, dear. I'm just giving the room a good chant to give us all what I hope will be the best sort of ambience for weight loss.
Well, that's a very kind gesture. Thank you,
Tattersall, Tina, Mrs.
Mummy says, just remember.
There'll be all sorts here, Graham.
I'll sit here.
So, let me begin by welcoming you all here tonight to our very own little class for people who wish to downsize a little. And why are we all here? We are all here, aren't we? Because we're just a little bit displeased with our body shapes. To be blunt, we've all dipped our fingers too often, haven't we, in the biscuit barrel of life. But here, let me assure you, you are all now amongst friends.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And what you will get out of coming is support, not only from me, no, but from the new friends you'll make here. I mean, of course, don't I? The rest of your class.
Then she said,
I see, lucky us, that we have a man here too, don't we, girls?
Oh, very nice.
So, what's your aim, Graham?
I said to be a Blue Peter presenter in the not-too-distant future.
What I meant was, what is your aim regarding your weight, Graham?
Oh, I see.
But Graham has raised an important point, I think, there, class. It is a good thing when dieting, I think, to have something to aim for.
Anyway, after we'd all been weighed...
What am I doing?
Wendy was just about to describe a low-fat dessert we could all whip up in no time when suddenly...
Yes, Tina, is there a problem?
It's just, when I first arrived earlier on, Wendy, I popped into the ladies, as you do, to powder my euphemism, and there was another person, our sort of shape, like, in there.
Yes.
And as I was washing my hands, as you do, I said to her, well, are you enrolling with Wendy as well?
Right.
Well, the thing is, I've had a good look around and I don't see her here, Wendy.
So, very important, class. Tina here is suggesting we have a member who's missing.
They're very narrow to get in and out of those toilets, Wendy.
Yes, I noticed that too, so...
So you mean a poor jelly lady might at this very moment possibly be wedged in between the loo roll and the Tampax machine?
Oh, Graham's right, it could be possible.
So then, of course, to the loos. Oh, we all did rush.
There is definitely a door closed in there.
I could always pop in, Wendy. Give a little knock.
It's okay, Sue. I'll deal with it. Oh, dear. Someone's upset. That's for sure. This is Wendy Bottomley, dear. Can you hear me? Are you one of us?
Knock once for yes, twice for no. Oh,
Graham.
Is there some sort of problem at all, dear? Can I help?
At last, a voice from the Loch Loo was heard.
I did. That is, I really do want to join in your class, Mrs. Bottomley. But you see, there's something I'm afraid of.
I don't quite understand. As far as I know, there's nothing at all to be afraid of. What's your name, dear?
Kelly.
And what particular problem do you have, Kelly, that is preventing you from joining us at this moment?
I belonged to a slimming club once, where every session they read out names of all the women who had put weight on, and the one who'd gained the most had to hold an ugly fat doll all night.
Oh, I see.
Every week that I went, it was always me that had to hold him, Mrs. Bottomley.
Oh, no, the poor thing, that's terrible.
Quite right, Sue. Let me assure you, Kelly, there are no ugly dolls in my class. That's not the demeaning way weighing with Wendy had ever humiliate anyone.
Then, after the missing Jelly Kelly emerged...
Hooray!
To the applause of the entire class, the Wendy person ushered us all back to our room, where we then discussed a riveting topic called My Difficulties with Food.
So, who'd like to start the ball rolling, eh? Sue?
But I'd just like to say to you all that I haven't always been the weight I am now, right?
So when did your problem start, Sue?
Well, it was, you know, having children for me that put weight on.
Right. Excuse me for interrupting here. You only had one of them, Mummy. Me.
Oh, well, I'm not blaming you, Graham, for my being 17 and a half stone now.
Good.
A common reason for weight gain is pregnancy. Thank you for sharing that moment with us, Sue.
And no sooner had Sumo got that weight off her chest than Jelly Kelly pipes up next.
Yes, dear?
My full name is Kelly Marie Chambers, class.
Yes?
I am 19. 19 stone. I'm not married or anything.
Oh, hear that, Graham?
Yes, Mummy.
I suppose, in a way, I'm a bit of a homebody. Not by choice, mind. I'd like to go out a lot more, but I'm a bit self-conscious. You know, about...
Your size? And your difficulties with food, Kelly, are...
Oh, very simple. I'm surrounded by food all day. So filling my face is what I find I do. Like, mostly, I work at Motorway Services, We wear a nice baseball cap and stripy overall.
I'm on all-day breakfast bar.
So class. Quite a difficult dilemma for Kelly there. But I'm here to help you, Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Wendy.
Anyone else? Yes, Tina.
First, let me introduce myself properly. My name is Tina Tattersall, Mrs. And my main problem is one of body image, Wendy.
Right.
I admit for the first time that I am 41 years old and therefore am not in the first bloom of youth.
Go on.
I am married, class, to Tony, an executive car dealer. We have just the one little dog, Truffles. My spirit guide is a red Indian called Running Water. Oh. Yes, and just recently I have had my aura read.
And your problem, Tina, is what?
Then the fatty floodgates opened.
Well, I was 8'4" for years, ate like a horse, and being highly strung, never put an ounce on.
But then, as you veer towards middle age, you found your metabolism slowed down?
No, not exactly, Wendy. I remained 8'4" until precisely 1 month ago. My problems began one Thursday night. Every Thursday night, you see, I visit my mother. I generally stay with her overnight. Anyway, this particular Thursday, I had a bit of a migraine come on as I left the hairdressing salon, which I also own. I thought, do I really feel like trekking across town to visit Mummy? I'll only be rotten company. No, Tina, you know it makes sense to go straight home instead. So you get the picture. I arrived back home unannounced. Well, first thing I noticed was that the front room curtains weren't drawn, as they always are, usually. Lights on, curtains closed is my rule. I thought, that's not like us, Tony Tattersall. Immediately, my first thought was...
burglars?
Exactly so.
So then you did what, Tina? Peeked in?
I did.
And saw what?
Bare legs, so... Several bare legs, in fact, to be frank, so... intermingled... threaded in and out of each other. Two of them I recognised by the socks they was wearing. I'm used to pairing them up, see, Tony's socks, before I put them in the washing machine.
No.
Yes, there was my husband, bold as brass, in nothing but his socks. Oh. His spindly white legs apparently wrapped around someone else, Sue.
Oh, no.
So you caught your old man at it? Is that the point?
Yes, I caught him, Graham. In flagrante.
At last, imaginary viewers. I was beginning to enjoy myself now. Any idea who the other pair of legs belonged to?
I recognised her bottom right away. It was huge, plump and pitted. It could only belong to... my cleaning lady.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
And the first thing that crossed your mind was...
how many Thursdays has this been going on for? I only realised later what had upset me more was... well, if Tony had been having an affair with someone younger or prettier than I, then I could have understood that. But the woman is twice my size. Oh, wow. And apparently doesn't even shave her legs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No. Contrast that vision, if you will, then, with that of me. A sort of woman who is manicured and pedicured to within an inch of her life. I am weakly. I have body wraps. I am rolled up in algae like a Dead Sea sausage. I do have cellulite, I admit, but it's under control. In other words, up till that moment... I had kept myself in shape just for him. Not let myself go like some do, like poor Sue here, for instance. No, in 20 years of marriage, I have kept my body well honed like a violin for him to play on. Not that much playing has been done since that evening, of course.
But getting back to the point...
your difficulties, Tina, with food...
Wendy, 1 month ago, the day I caught them at it, I weighed my regular 8'4". But since then, I confess, I have been comfort eating in a big way. Oh. I am now a sluggish and grotesque 8'10". but it was the sight of those spindly white legs and writhing socks that drove me to it.
Well, she brought the house down.
You sacked the woman concerned on the spot, did you, Tina?
Oh, you are joking, aren't you, Sue? No. A good cleaning lady is harder to find than gold dust. It is, for now, just my little secret, you might say.
Oh, you mean?
Neither of them knows that I saw them.
So, basically, what you're saying is, Tina, that you want to lose weight to win back your husband.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm still pondering that one. I mean, ladies, would you want to return to where another woman's marigold gloves had been? She was wearing them that night. Did I mention that? I don't think I did. Did I? No, I didn't. No. No, Wendy. What I have decided upon is a spot of revenge. Best tasted cold, they always say, don't they? Who knows? I might even find myself a toy boy.
At this point, she half glanced over in my direction, me being the only male there. Then Wendy said, "See you all next week," somewhat hopefully, before boarding the bus for home. Knowing the wrath of a man with all the charm of a hemorrhoid awaited her there.
So, we finally decided to come home, have we, dear?
Clive.
What?
Oh, just let me in and stop playing silly what's it.
All in good time, love. So, tell me, how many podgy persons crept out of their porky shadows to sign up with you tonight? Huh? A handful? A few? Or more likely, none at all?
In the end, Clive.
Yes, Wendy?
5 people turned up.
5! Holy mackerel! Hold the front page. Wendy Bottomley's first class attracts 5 fatties.
Clive, just let me in before that neighbourhood watch fanatic opposite finds another reason to phone us. Oh.
Yes, my wife has now returned, thank you. Not that it's any business of yours.
And on next week's show... Down, Shep, down. I meet a famous TV celebrity. Yes, I do. Plus, 86-year-old Mrs. Enright trips the light fantastic. And remember the girlie from the loo, Jelly Kelly Chambers? Well, all I can divulge at the moment is a bit of surprising news there.
In episode 1 of Fat Chance, Graham Pitscotty was played by Gareth Cork, Wendy Bottomley by Janine Davidsky, and Clive Bottomley by Michael Troughton. Sue Pitscotty was Anne Reed, Tina Tattersall, Julia Deakin, Kelly Chambers, Tilly Gaunt, Lee Dubs, Harry Myers, and Mrs. Enright, Frances Jeter. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Fat Chance is written by Jenny McDade and directed by Sally Avens.